Hey, Chip Chat listeners. Last Chip Chat Challenge, we asked you to define cloud, and we got some really interesting answers. So we decided to continue on that track. With over 1 billion people and 10 billion devices added to the internet over the next few years, we have a simple question for you. By 2015, what is the largest impact cloud computing will have on our lives, why, and how? To share your answer, go to intel.com/server and click the Chip Chat Challenge link near the top of the page. We look forward to reading your answers. The challenge is on. Get posting.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today, I'm very happy to have Suzanne Fallander in the studio. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thanks. Very happy to be here.
Suzanne, you work in corporate social responsibility, which is an interesting area of Intel. Why don't you tell us what you do?
Yeah, I work in Intel's Global Corporate Responsibility Office, and I play a few roles within the group. One of the things I do is I manage the production of our annual corporate responsibility report and also other communications out with investors and research groups that rate and rank companies on corporate responsibility performance. And then internally work with a lot of the groups that today are finding ways to embed corporate responsibility into their operations.
And as you mentioned, Intel's corporate responsibility report just came out.
Yep.
This is something we've been publishing for quite a while, right?
Yeah, this is actually our 10th annual corporate responsibility report. We've been doing this for quite some time. And actually, our voluntary reporting in the area of environment goes back even further than that. Our first voluntary environmental report was 1994.
Can you tell us a little bit about what it takes to put this report together?
We work with over 100 people across the company in many different groups, from people who manage frontline programs to employee volunteers who maybe have had a very important impact on a project, all the way up to our senior executives who review and provide input to the report draft. So we start the process back in October, November of the previous year, and then we publish in May at the shareholder meeting every year.
So one of the things that came out of the report is our use of green power. We are the leading user of green power in the U.S. Can you tell us a little bit about what might be new in this report and also what is driving Intel in this space?
Yes, I think in the area of energy and, you know, climate change, we don't do one thing in this area. So we have a portfolio approach where we look at how do we reduce the impact of our operations, how to reduce the impact of our products, and then also how do we apply Intel technology to help other companies and industries reduce their impact.
The other area which I think is interesting and may not be as obvious is our use of water and water in the fabs. What do we do there?
So there's a lot that we can do in general to reduce the use of our water, but also some of it has to be locally based solutions. So we've done very particular projects partnering with the city of Chandler at our facility in Arizona to even take back some gray water from their operations to use on our campus where we don't need fresh water for irrigation in our air scrubbers. So there's an approach to water that has to be collaborative because water is really a regional and local issue as well as a global issue. One of the things that we have been doing is partnering with others to continue to improve our water reporting and water footprinting. There's a lot of work being done today to get to best practices and how do we understand how to report out water. So this year's report has an expanded discussion of our water footprinting, including some papers that we've done.
And one of the things that came up in the news earlier this year, which I was happy to see covered in the report, was the issue of conflict metals and the controversy surrounding some of the practices by which these are being extracted from the earth. Can you tell us a little bit about what the issue was as it came out in the press and then how Intel responded and where we are today?
The issue is that there are metals, minerals that are used within electronics and other industries that are sourced in part from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where there is a terrible situation where there's violence and murder and rape. When we look at our supply chain responsibility approach, what can we do to help with the situation? And one of the challenges is the traceability of these minerals into the supply chain. We don't know all the answers yet, but what we have done is we've been talking with our own suppliers, with others, to set expectations and to set goals for ourselves. One of the challenges is when you think of how many layers deep the supply chain is, how can we influence when it's so far down our supply chain? But I think that speaks to the broader shift in the last years in CSR reports about supply chain responsibility, from footprinting issues for environmental topics all the way to issues like the conflict minerals issue, that we need to partner and collaborate with our suppliers to help them understand the issue and have them work with us to come up with solutions.
What is it that sticks out in this year's report as something that you think is most notable or that you're most proud of?
One of the topics is the importance of strategic alignment. I think if there's one criticism that companies still get is that CSR is considered separate from your business, that it's just philanthropy, it's just nice to have. We've been really working with groups internally to quantify and describe that benefit to the business. Obviously, there's a benefit to society and to the environment, but there is also business value that's created. So whether it's by managing your risks better, by being proactive with your supply chain, to saving money through energy conservation projects, to even identifying new market opportunities by looking at challenges, environmental challenges, through a lens of, you know, could we create new business opportunities for the company and value for our customers? And then as well, the strategic alignment. One of the things that we have at Intel is we have put together kind of a global strategy on a page document for all employees to see very succinctly what is Intel's global strategy going forward. And one of the key pillars in that strategy is our approach to corporate responsibility, so that from the top all the way down to the bottom, people can have a line of sight to how they can help create value by making sure they're integrating corporate responsibility.
What do you think is the biggest change over the years that you've been working in this space in terms of Intel's view on CSR?
I think it is this business value creation. I think it's also the awareness and recognition of all that we do. Last year, employees donated over 1 million volunteer hours, and 48% of employees volunteered around the world. And those were things where they were sharing their expertise and volunteering in big team projects. So I think what we're seeing is that there's this recognition from our senior leaders, from employees, that this is something that we should be really proud of and that there's more work that we can do.
Well, Suzanne, if people want to read the report, where can they find it?
It's posted on intel.com/go/responsibility.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.